Testivity Audio Course, Series 66, Module 10, Annuities.
Annuities originated from the life income settlement option offered by a life insurance policy. Annuities are insurance products, but they are not designed to provide protection in the event of premature death. An annuity protects against living too long and outliving one's financial resources. The payments from an annuity are guaranteed for a fixed period, commonly for life, in which case the annuitant cannot outlive the stream of monthly payments. Annuities are often used to accumulate funds for retirement. As with life insurance, premiums paid are not tax deductible, but grow tax deferred until withdrawn. Due to the tax-deferred growth and unlimited contribution amounts, annuities are popular with people in high tax brackets. Annuities may be purchased with a lump sum investment, a single premium annuity, or with periodic payments. A single premium annuity may also be an immediate annuity if the owner elects to begin receiving payments immediately. It's more common, however, to purchase an annuity over time, with periodic payments, and begin receiving payments at some future date, which is a flexible premium deferred annuity. The accumulation stage is the period when the owner is investing money into the contract. During the accumulation stage, the cash value in the annuity is invested in shares of open-end investment companies or unit investment trusts, called accumulation units. During the accumulation stage, the terms of the contract are quite flexible. Unlike life insurance, there's no required premium with an annuity. The owner can invest any amount at any interval. The owner may withdraw funds and may also terminate the contract during the accumulation stage. A withdrawal during the accumulation stage is a taxable event. The owner of the annuity contract has an ordinary income tax liability on any withdrawal from an annuity in excess of his or her cost basis. Any taxable withdrawal is also subject to a 10% penalty if the owner is under age 59 and one-half. The 10% penalty only applies to withdrawals from annuities during the accumulation stage. The 10% penalty does not apply to annuity payments received prior to age 59 and one-half, and does not apply to withdrawals from variable life insurance policies. Generally, there is no death benefit with an annuity. But if the owner of an annuity dies during the accumulation stage, the beneficiary will receive the greater of the cash value of the contract on date of death or the decedent's cost basis. If the cash value exceeds the cost basis, the excess is technically a death benefit. If cost basis exceeds cash value, the beneficiary will have an ordinary income tax liability on any amount exceeding the decedent's cost basis, but the 10% penalty will not be imposed. When the owner of an annuity elects to begin receiving guaranteed monthly payments from the annuity, the contract is annuitized. The accumulation units are converted into annuity units, and the contract enters the annuity stage. Annuitization should not be taken lightly, whereas the process is irreversible and cannot be altered or canceled. Upon annuitization, the owner relinquishes all rights to the cash value in the contract in exchange for the insurance company's payout guarantee. The four variables required to calculate the amount of an annuitant's initial payment are 1. Life expectancy of the annuitant, or age and gender. 2. Assumed interest rate. 3. Cash value of the annuity contract. 4. Payout option. The higher the cash value, the higher the payout. The higher the mortality, the higher the payout. The higher the assumed interest rate, higher the payout. Riskier payout option equals higher payout. The available annuity payout options are as follows. Life income, or straight. The straight annuity payout option is the riskiest option, but has the highest monthly payment. The payments are guaranteed for life and cease at the death of the annuitant. Period certain. The period certain payout option is more conservative than the straight option and results in a lower monthly payment. With a period certain payout option, monthly payments are guaranteed for the life of the annuitant, and if the annuitant dies during the period certain, payments are guaranteed to the designated beneficiary for the remainder of the period certain. Refund. The refund payout option is the most conservative and accordingly has the lowest payments. Should the annuitant die prior to receiving annuity payments at least equal to the cash value of the contract on the day of annuitization, the balance will be paid to the annuitant's designated beneficiary. Joint life. The joint life annuity payout option covers two or more people, commonly spouses. The contract will pay monthly as long as one of the annuitants is living. Depending on the contract, the payment may remain steady or may be reduced at death of the first annuitant. Equity indexed annuities. Equity indexed annuities are fixed annuities that offer a guarantee against loss of principal if held till term. With an equity indexed annuity, interest credited is linked to the upward movement of a designated index, such as the Standard & Poor's 500. If the index moves upward, the interest rate is based on some proportion of the increase. If the index moves downward, the equity indexed annuity does not lose value. Market value adjusted annuities. Another fixed annuity product with a market-driven aspect is the market value adjusted annuity. Rather than having the interest rate linked to an index, as with an equity indexed annuity, a market value adjusted annuity's interest rate remains fixed. The market value adjustment feature applies only if the contract is surrendered before the contract period expires. If a market value adjusted annuity owner surrenders the contract early, a surrender charge and market value adjustment will apply. If interest rates have decreased during the contract period, the adjustment will be positive and may add to the surrender value of the contract. However, if interest rates have increased over the period, the adjustment will be negative and may increase the contract's surrender charge. Marketing material of market value adjusted annuities must plainly state that the adjustment may be positive or negative. The IRS accommodates for portability of the funds in life insurance and annuity contracts. Internal Revenue Code 1035 allows the transfer of funds from one product to another or from one company to another. Under 1035 exchange rules, tax on accumulated earnings will be deferred for the following transfers: life insurance policy into another life insurance policy into an annuity, or annuity into another annuity. It is not possible under Rule 1035 to exchange an annuity into life insurance. Tax treatment of premiums. Contributions are not tax deductible, but there is no minimum contribution to an annuity. Tax treatment of cash accumulation. All growth in an annuity is tax deferred until withdrawn. Tax consequences of a withdrawal. Any withdrawal from an annuity will be considered first a return of interest and represent taxable income. Only after all interest earnings are paid will withdrawals be considered a tax-free return of principal. Withdrawals made before age 59 and a half will also be subject to a 10% IRS penalty. The only way to avoid this penalty is to annuitize. For the purpose of this exam, there is no such thing as a tax-free loan from an annuity. Tax consequences of annuity payments. Taxation of annuity payments differs from withdrawals during the accumulation stage. The 10% penalty does not apply to an annuity contract that has been annuitized, regardless of the annuitant's age. When an annuitant receives an annuity payment, the tax liability is in direct proportion to the percentage of the payment attributable to growth. Contractual plans are not variable contracts, but were introduced by the insurance industry.
the owner of a contractual plan will sign a contract stating an intention to invest a specific dollar amount over a definite period of time, usually 10 years. Many contractual plans offer plan completion insurance, which will pay off the plan if the investor dies early. The completed plan then passes on to the investor's beneficiary. A contractual plan requires a fixed investment be made at regular intervals over a period of time. The investor is purchasing shares of a plan company, holding shares of a mutual fund in trust. The plan company is not regulated by FINRA or the SEC and is not subject to the 8.5% maximum sales charge rule. As a result, the sales charges imposed by contractual plans are quite high. Under a front-end load plan, the plan company may charge up to 50% of the annual investment in the first year and continue charging in subsequent years as long as the total sales charge does not exceed 9% of the total investment over the life of the plan. Under a spread load plan, a plan company may charge up to 20% of the annual investment in any one year as long as the average annualized sales charge over the first 48 months does not exceed 16%, and the total sales charge does not exceed 9% of the total investment over the life of the plan. Because of the high sales charges, a contractual plan must have the following refund provisions. 45-day free look period. An investor terminating the plan within 45 days will receive a refund of the account balance and all sales charges paid. And 18-month provision. An investor terminating a spread load plan after 45 days but prior to 18 months will receive the account balance and is not liable for any further sales charges. An investor terminating a front-end load plan after 45 days but prior to 18 months will receive the account balance and any sales charge paid over 15% of the annual investment and is not liable for any further sales charges.